U.S. to host consecutive men's and women's rugby World Cups. By Simon Kent on May 12, 2022. World Rugby announced Thursday the men's and women's rugby World Cups would head to the U.S. for the first time in 2031 and 2033 respectively. The U.S. will be just the second Tier 2 nation to host the men's global showpiece, after Japan in 2019. The U.S. won the first Women's World Cup in 1991 and were beaten finalists in the next two competitions, although their men have never reached the quarterfinals. I speak for the rugby community and fans across the United States when I express our sincere gratitude to World Rugby for their trust and endorsement of our vision to grow this incredible sport exponentially across our country, USA Rugby boss Ross Young said, ABC News reports. USA Rugby will now venture into a new era and ensure the sport's most treasured event is a springboard for creating lasting, sustainable enthusiasm and passion for rugby from coast to coast. The United States staging a first Rugby World Cup will be a game-changer for the sport and the country, according to Eagles international Nick Javetta. In the long term, obviously, it would be massive to get the World Cup. Javetta, one of three American internationals in the Oxford team that beat arch-rivals Cambridge in the university match at Twickenham in April, told Britain's Press Association ahead of the official confirmation announcement. Club rugby in the U.S. has expanded with the creation of Major League Rugby, MLR, a competition featuring the likes of former England captain Chris Robshaw. The MLR is growing, the quality of play is increasing every week and the visibility, said Chivetta. If we're able to get the World Cup in the U.S., it would be a game-changer for the finances of the game, he added, citing the fantastic impact on Japan, another emerging rugby nation, in staging the 2019 World Cup. It was also confirmed that England will host the 2025 Women's World Cup as World Rugby set its agenda for the next decade. World Rugby Chairman Sir Bill Beaumont said the announcement provided unprecedented certainty and an unparalleled opportunity to accelerate the growth and impact of rugby globally. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.